Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. Hey, how was church last night? My, another delightful midweek service. I love Wednesday nights. Look forward to it every week. Just always seems to be the shot in the arm that we need right in the middle of the week to keep us rolling, keep us going. Always great to gather with the church family. We had a wonderful, wonderful service together last night. And hope you did where you were. Hope you're in your place and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And most importantly, that God spoke to your heart and gave you what you needed in the middle of the week. Keep on living for Him. Well, we're working our way through February, halfway through now, and moving on. And we're enjoying I Love My Church Month here at Bible Baptist Church. And we're looking forward to our chili cook-off and pie bake-off. That's this Saturday. And then, of course, Sunday will be I Love Mission Sunday. And we will we'll emphasize getting the gospel to the ends of the earth. And I'm thankful to pastor a church that has a heart to get the gospel to the ends of the world, to get the gospel to every creature, to get the Word of God into the language of people who've never had a copy of the Word of God in their language. And so, just going to be a great Lord's Day. Sunday evening, Brother Ron Moreland will be here to preach for us and share what God's doing in his life and his upcoming trip to Armenia. And he'll fill us in on that, and we'll look forward to a great service Sunday evening at 5:30. So, listen, if your Bible's close by, Proverbs chapter 3, please. Proverbs chapter 3. I want to talk to you a little bit today about three qualities that are needed at all times. Are three qualities that are needed for today. Listen, Proverbs 3, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. And it shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Someone once said, never trust anyone who says, trust me. Or maybe it should be, never trust a politician who says, trust me. Someone else said, never trust someone who says, I'll never tell anybody else. Never trust a used car salesman who says, this car is in good running condition. Uh-oh, I don't like this one. It says, never trust a preacher who says, now the sermon will not be long. Never trust a company that says the check is in the mail. Never trust the dog owner who says, don't worry, he's never bitten anyone. Don't trust someone who says, don't worry, I'll take care of everything. Never trust a dentist who says, this will only hurt a little. Trust. You know, when our children were very small, you know, you put them on the counter, they're just learning to understand you, and you say, here, jump to daddy, jump. And pretty soon they do. My boys get a little older, toddling around, you know, they'd come up to me, and then I'd push them down, and I'd say, get up, come on, get up. And they'd get up, and I'd wham, push them down again, you know, just continuing to help them. But what are we trying to do? We're trying to build their trust in us. When they jump off that counter, it's because they trust us, and they're going to do what we ask them to do. That's trust. You don't trust somebody if you don't do what they're asking you to do. And the Lord wants us to trust Him. The Bible says we're to be followers of God as dear children. And so let me ask you the question today. Do you trust God? No, let me ask you this. How much do you trust God? Many, I think, today have very little obedience because there's very little trust. If a child trusts, they jump to their mom or their dad. As a child of God, I realize that I don't own anything. God owns everything. He's the owner. You and I are managers of what He's given to us. The Bible word is steward. A steward is someone who manages the affairs and resources of another. Three qualities that have to be present for us as we're stewards of what God's given us. These are the three qualities that I think we need at all times. The first one is this: trust in the Lord, notice, with all your heart. With all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not part of it, not some of it. Let's make sure that our heart is fixed on God. Listen, the Bible says, let your conversation or let your life be without covetousness. Covetousness is always wanting more. Why no covetousness? Because the Bible says, the Lord is my helper. I don't worry about the economy. The Lord is my helper. I don't worry about interest rates. The Lord is my helper. I don't worry about employment. The Lord is my helper. I don't worry about viruses or diseases. The Lord is my helper. It's never a mistake to trust the Lord. It's always a mistake to distrust Him. The famous preacher Dwight Moody said, trust in yourself and you're doomed to disappointment. Trust in your friends and they'll die and leave you. Trust in money and you may have it taken from you. Trust in your reputation and some slanderous tongue may blast it. But trust in God, and you're never to be confounded in time or eternity. Oh, my friend, lean not to thine own understanding. If I lean to my own understanding, it's foolish to give. It's foolish to be involved in church. It's foolish to invest the time serving God. Why do we do those things? Because we trust God. I don't trust my own understanding. If I can't trust God for money and family and a place to live and my possessions, how can I ever trust Him with my soul? And listen, your level of trust in God ought to grow through the years. As you trust Him and obey Him, your trust will grow stronger. That's why Daniel would go to the lion's den at nearly 90 years of age. He trusted God. So the first quality we must have, believers, is to trust in the Lord. The second quality is to acknowledge the Lord. The Bible says, in all your ways acknowledge Him. With all your heart, trust Him. With all your ways, acknowledge Him. All ways. Talents, time, treasures. God will not only have my trust, He'll have all my ways. Did you know that people gave nearly $250 billion to non-religious charities in the last year? I mean, cancer, heart disease, March of Dimes. What, they're just acknowledging what's important to them. Let me ask you this. What matters the most to you? Is it men and women, boys and girls, hearing about Jesus Christ and receiving Him as their Savior? I believe that's the dearest thing to the heart of God. Listen, if we feed them and clothe them and get them medical care and care for them, but never get the gospel to them, we've failed and we've missed the mark. We must invest for eternity. We must invest in the souls of people. You know, acknowledge here simply means to be aware of. Be aware of the Lord in all your ways. Acknowledge Him and know that His presence is there. And that's difficult because we become very self-sufficient here in America. Back in 2015, I believe it was the first year ever that Americans spent more per month dining out than they spent on groceries eating in. During that year, the average family spent $350 a month eating out. Now, food in the cupboard, for sure, but we still go out and eat. You know why? We've been blessed abundantly. And we have to be careful that we don't acknowledge God. Remember what Jesus spoke about the rich man who would tear down his barns and build greater because he didn't have room to bestow all his goods? And I'll do this and I'll do that, and then I'll say, my soul, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Remember what God said? Thou fool. This night thy soul shall be required of thee. In other words, he did all those things, but what? Where was God? No acknowledgement of God. Two qualities so far. Trust with all your heart and acknowledge Him in all your ways. And number three, here's your third quality. Honor the Lord with all your increase. Trust Him with all your heart. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. And honor Him with all your increase. All thine increase. All that you have. I'm not just talking about putting a fish symbol on your car or a bracelet on your wrist. It's honoring God with what you have. Not just what you give, but with what's left over after you give. God involves us in His work. And it's a joy to be involved in the work of God. Honor the Lord. You say, well, I don't have much. Well, honor the Lord with what you have. He that is faithful in that which is least will be faithful also in that which is much. Do it today. Do it today. Honor the Lord with your substance. 1 Corinthians 16 said that every one of you should lay by him in store as God hath prospered him. In Malachi 3, when God told Israel to prove me now, saith the Lord, what was he saying? He's saying, trust me. Don't come and say, well, Pastor, it just doesn't work on paper. Then throw the paper away. Start now and prove God now. Don't procrastinate. Somebody wrote, procrastination is my biggest sin. It brings me so much sorrow. I'm going to stop doing it, perhaps tomorrow. No, don't be that way with God. Here's the Christian life. You ready? Trust, acknowledge, and honor. Trust with all your heart, acknowledge him in all your ways, and honor him with all your increase. One day, George MacDonald, the great Scottish preacher, was talking to his son. The conversation turned to heaven. It seems too good to be true, his son said at one point. And a smile crossed MacDonald's whiskered face. Nay, he said, it's just so good, it must be true. And it is true. We believe God's word. We trust him. He can be trusted. It was Corrie Ten Boom who said, never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct thy path. Honor the Lord with all your increase. Walter Stillman Martin and his wife, Sevilla, they were drawn to each other largely because of their shared interest in music and their shared faith. The Martins wrote a number of hymns. Some became quite well known. God will take care of you is one of them. His eye is on the sparrow is another. The story behind God will take care of you is especially interesting. Walter had received a preaching engagement, what was considered canceling to him with Sevilla, who was sick. However, their 9-year-old son said, Father, don't you think that if God wants you to preach today, he will take care of mother while you're away? Challenged by his son's faith, Walter went to his preaching engagement, leaving his wife to the well-being of God. By the time he returned, Sevilla was much improved. Furthermore, inspired by their son's faith, she penned the words to the song. Walter sat down at the keyboard and in short order created the music to go with the words. It was first published in 1905 and became one of the most beloved hymns of the 20th century. The hymn assures us that God will take care of our needs. We need not be dismayed because God will take care of you. Through days of toil, we can be assured that God will take care of you. No wonder it became so popular. We've all been dismayed. We toil sometimes with no guarantee of reward. But the hymn brings encouragement for us to trust God. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide. God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. I'm telling you, folks, let's trust with all of our heart. Acknowledge him in all our ways and honor him with all our substance. And God will take care of you. Boy, that's good. I hope we'll practice that today and live that out in our life. And God surely will be pleased. Well, have a great Thursday, everybody. I look forward to being with you again on the broadcast tomorrow. And tomorrow, Lord willing. Until then, this is Brother Slateball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile. sunny sky.